Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we're going to be talking about whether casting websites are actually worth the money. So one of the most common misconceptions by brand new actors, especially, is that you should never pay an agency. And since casting websites are agencies, they're not worth the money and they are a scam. So this is a misguided belief. The reason for that is because it's based on a premise that's not actually correct. The premise of casting websites being agencies is wrong. Casting websites are actually not agencies, and in general, they do not claim to be. Casting websites are basically advertisements or marketing platforms that help connect independent producers or independent filmmakers to actors. In other words, they are an online website that lets filmmakers and other producers post their projects, and actors can reach out to those filmmakers to be considered for auditions. So think about it. It's fairly simple. Like, if I were making a short film, I probably wouldn't be able to afford to post advertisements all over the place to find actors for my project. So I would prefer to find some sort of place where actors are already congregating so that I can post my ad right there. So casting websites basically make that easy because I can pay a few dollars to post my project, and then actors can pay money to find out about my project and tons of other projects that are being posted, and then they can submit their information to me so that I can consider them for the role. So casting websites solve problems for both sides, which is why they're so popular and why they cost money. So now that we've established how casting websites work, I want to quickly clarify what an agent is before we go on, just so that you're clear on this. So now, unlike a casting website that essentially lets anyone post their project and anyone apply to that project for a fee, an agent is someone who's much more exclusive. So they're essentially filtering out who they represent and the projects that they're considering to only the best of the best, in their opinion, in order to make themselves as much money as they can and connect their clients to the best opportunities that they can. So essentially, an agent is going to sign a client, and rather than charge that person a direct fee, they're going to take a percentage of what that client earns if they book the job. So essentially, by definition, they can't sign everyone, because it's just impossible and they won't be able to manage that many people. Instead, it's in their best interest to only sign amazing actors that are going to make them look good to the casting directors and other people that they know who they're connecting to. And then they're only going to submit the best actors they can to those projects that they hear about. The reason, again, if they signed everyone and just submitted all kinds of actors, even ones who are not very good, it would annoy the casting directors that they're friends with. And, you know, these casting directors would feel like they're wasting their time, and that would hurt the relationships that the agent has and future opportunities that that agent might have in their own career and for their other clients. And that's the reason that they need to be so selective. So now that we've established the difference between casting websites and agencies, let's go back to that original question, which is, are casting websites worth the money? Well, it depends, obviously, right? How much are they charging? Because different casting websites charge different amounts. How much can you afford? The question of whether casting websites are legit is different. Which is, the answer is, like, in general, yes, they are legit. And we'll discuss in a minute about which ones and stuff. But the question of, like, are they worth it is really a question that is up to you, because it's based on how much money you have and what can you afford. Okay? So here's my general recommendation. If you don't yet have at least 6 to 10 speaking credits, and footage ideally to go with those credits, and you don't yet have an actual legitimate agent, then in my opinion, they definitely are worth it, and you should be paying to be on casting websites. In general, like some casting websites, they offer a free version, but it's not nearly as good. Like when you're not paying, you're not going to see barely any results, and it's just kind of, it's way, way harder to book anything off of it. Whereas if you're paying, you're going to be in some websites, they push you up towards the top, and you just are instantly ahead of all of the people who are doing the free version, which is actually a large percentage of actors, because they don't believe the casting websites are legit. Now that you do, you should be paying ideally for it, and it'll give you an extra opportunity to get more auditions and have a better shot at booking those. Now, anyway, back to this 6 to 10 speaking credits thing. So if you don't have at least 6 to 10 speaking credits and you don't have an agent, then you should ideally be paying for a casting website, because you want to try to audition and book as many jobs as you can. Now, once you've gotten around 6 to 10 credits on your resume and you have, again, footage to go with it, meaning like you've got some clips and stuff that you can put together a reel, you can slow down at that point and start being a lot more selective, focusing on just projects that really do appeal to you, whether that's by getting an agent or, you know, by continuing to self-submit on casting websites. The projects that typically are going to be appealing at that point will either pay a lot of money or are like really, really amazing, meaty roles, or they're just roles for productions that have much bigger budgets, like major union projects or whatever, stuff that feels like you're taking your career to the next level. All right. Now, having said all of that, there are a few things that you should be aware of as you consider which casting websites to start paying for. So first off, some sites out there are just simply no good, and the audition quality on them is junk. So I definitely recommend looking up reviews online for whatever site that you're considering, and just read the general consensus of the reviews. If most people are saying that it's good, then great. Don't get dissuaded, because you're always going to find a few people who are calling it a scam or saying like, you know, this place is horrible or whatever, just because they're angry about something. Like maybe they didn't book an audition, or maybe they just had a one-off bad experience. It's never possible really for a company to have perfect reviews, unless they're like just crazy amazing, or if they're like paying for fake reviews in some cases. So just read the reviews. If the general consensus seems good and it looks legit, great. Sign up for it. I recommend that you can pay it, as long as, again, you can afford it. And by the way, speaking of affording it, just think of it in terms of like, hey, you have to spend some money to make money, in a sense, you know? So like, if you're starting an acting career and you're going to take it seriously, spending anywhere from $50 to even $100 a month shouldn't be out of the question, whether that's the money that you're spending on casting websites or acting classes or, you know, headshots, whatever. Anybody who takes their career seriously should be willing to spend at least like a few hundred dollars a month on it. And for casting websites specifically, I mean, $50, even $100. Most casting websites are significantly cheaper than that. So, you know, just kind of keep that in mind, that if you're not willing to spend that much, then, or if you're unable to spend that much, it could impact the number of auditions that you're able to get. So I would recommend trying to figure out like, how can you rearrange finances or whatever, just to be able to at least afford one of the most basic casting websites, to start getting those auditions, if acting is that important to you. Now, next thing to take into consideration is just that you should never join a casting website that promises guaranteed roles, because obviously that's impossible. That signals a scam. in general, any casting website that you sign up for, they don't have control over the projects. The projects are being posted by other people, and your job is to actually respond. You just get access to those audition notices, and then you can apply, and you have to deal with whoever that filmmaker or producer or whatever is separately, and it doesn't take place, and the casting website has no like control or responsibility over that. Now, the third and final main caveat to or thing to keep in mind is just the websites that, you know, I know and recommend. I do have an article that you can look up if you're interested in kind of diving deeper on this. If you type in the words into Google, you type city headshots websites for actors, the full list of websites that I recommend for actors will show up. But the casting websites that I generally recommend for the most part are Backstage, Actors Access, Casting Networks, Project Casting, Explore Talent, Theater In, Perform Inc., and if you're in Europe, Spotlight. Those are generally going to be the most reliable ones, and they do have different specialties. So do read up on what each one covers. Like, for instance, Backstage is a lot of independent productions. Actors Access is a lot of major productions, but really specific roles for them. Like, you oftentimes you'll need like special skills, like the ability to play piano or juggle or something, to book a role through Actors Access. Casting Networks, they have a lot of commercials, let's say. Project Casting, Explore Talent, some of them have a lot of background roles. So just make sure that whatever you're signing up for is obviously in alignment with the types of roles that you're trying to get. Now, before we wrap things up, I just want to briefly talk about my mini course called Kickstart Your Acting Career. This is a 5-day course that dives deep on how to start getting consistent auditions if you don't have an agent or credits or even a reel yet. It will show you in depth how to use those casting websites that I outlined earlier to their fullest potential to get the most out of them and get as many auditions as possible. Because getting auditions consistently for legitimate real projects is absolutely critical if you want to start building your resume and then have a shot at eventually getting an agent. So if you have an interest in that course, just go to kickstartminicourse.com. Again, that's kickstartminicourse.com. kickstartminicourse.com, and you can sign up there, learn the price, and read about it. And that's pretty much it. So thank you so much for listening today. And as always, I have the simple one ask of you, which is if you haven't already, please, please, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. It also helps me because it makes these episodes more easily findable for other actors who will probably find them valuable as well. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.